Many years ago, in the luscious forest of China, there lived a nightingale. It was a small bird, brown in color with a red tail. It was famous for its powerful and beautiful singing. Every time she sang, the travelers walking through the forest would stop and listen for a while, enjoying the melodious chirps and tweets. Many travelers would always talk about the nightingale. The Emperor of China lived in a grand palace near the forest. When he learned about the nightingale, he was very curious. He ordered his men to search for the nightingale and bring it to him so that he may hear the bird's song. They searched everywhere around the palace, but they did not know which bird was a nightingale, as they had never seen nor heard it. After all, only those who walked through the deep forest would have heard and seen the nightingale. One day, the men were discussing about their difficult bird-finding mission while grabbing a snack in the palace's kitchen. One of the boys cleaning the kitchen heard their conversation.
"Excuse me, are you talking about the nightingale?"
"Yes, yes, little boy. Now go away and don't interrupt us. We are trying to figure out how to find a bird we had never seen or heard."
"I know where to find it."
"You're just a kitchen boy. How would you know?"
"I search for Chinese herbs in the forest every week for the Emperor's tonic soup, so I know where it stays."
"What? Take me there now, boy."
The boy led the men deep into the forest, and they heard a beautiful song echo through the trees.
"That's the nightingale song. She's nearby. Come, follow me."
They soon found the nightingale, and the men called out to the bird.
"Oh, nightingale, your singing is beautiful, and the emperor would like you to sing for him. Would you come with us, please?"
"My pleasure."
That evening, the nightingale sang before the emperor. He was so enraptured by her singing that he wanted her to sing for him every day and night. He presented a shiny golden cage for the nightingale and a team of servants to care for it. The bird sang and sang and sang. As the days went by, the nightingale grew sadder and sadder, for she missed flying through the trees in the forest and through the clouds in the sky. She missed the fresh air that the cool breeze would bring to her. The emperor, however, did not notice how sad the nightingale was. One day, the emperor received a gift from the emperor of Japan. It was a golden nightingale toy covered in rubies and jade. And when wound up, it played a beautiful melody. The emperor enjoyed this gift very much and had his servants wind up the toy constantly so that he could hear the song over and over again. The servants were so busy winding up the toy that they neglected the nightingale. One of the servants did not close the cage properly, and the nightingale was able to leave the cage and fly back to her home in the forest. Not long after, the emperor was tired of listening to the same song from the toy. He missed the nightingale singing and asked his servants to bring the bird to him. They nervously told him that the bird had left the palace and did not want to return. The emperor was very sad. He fell ill and spent his day and night in bed, and his health became poorer and poorer. The emperor's men begged the nightingale to please visit the palace once more and sing for the emperor. They told her about his sadness and how ill he was.
"Poor emperor, I shall pay him a visit and try to cheer him up."
She flew to his window by his bedside and sang. The emperor recognized her singing and smiled.
"Thank you, nightingale. Thank you for visiting me. I have missed you so much."
The nightingale would fly to his window every morning and sang until sunset, when she would return to the forest.
The emperor's health improved day by day, and eventually he was able to get up from bed and walk around the palace again. He realized how happiness does not come from getting what you want, but from caring for one another. He never tried to cage up the nightingale again, and the nightingale and the emperor remained good friends for many years after that. The end.